especially if they don't accept that correction. Answer: our purpose is to move towards Krishna and to help others move towards Krishna. And if we have the knowledge or the experience by which we can help others to avoid making unnecessary mistakes, then naturally we will feel inspired to help them. At the same time, we can't help anyone unless they want to be helped. So, those who are in a position of authority often have the responsibility of, say, maintaining some standards, and they may need to correct someone even if that person is not willing to accept correction, and they have the authority by which they can implement that correction if it's necessary, or at least take some corrective action against those who are not ready to accept the correction. At the same time, that doesn't mean that if we don't have authority we cannot offer correction. Sometimes some authority is given through some institutional position, and sometimes authority comes through individual disposition. Some devotees may naturally be so advanced, so compassionate, so caring, that others gain the trust that this person is my well-wisher, this person can guide me. And when so the other person is susceptible, naturally we can and we should give some suggestions for improvement whenever it's required. But while giving this, we have to test the pulse, or we could say more appropriately, test the water. Sometimes when you want to swim, we first put our finger in the water and see how cold it is. And if it is not very cold, then we enter into the water. So like that, when we are offering some suggestions to people, we test the water, we give some small suggestions initially, and we observe. If we get a cold response, if the water is cold, then we just take our leg out of the water. Similarly, we do not need to go any further, because that is only going to cause alienation. So, we have to know that we are here primarily to ourselves serve Krishna. And one way we can serve Krishna is by helping others. But another way we can serve Krishna is also by keeping our nose out of things which are not our business. So that means that if someone is not ready to take help, then better we can offer them our prayers from a distance and focus on doing the services that we can do. The intention alone is not enough to be appreciated by people. Sometimes it may well be that people have to learn the hard way through experience. So, through experience, when they learn, they may go through more trouble, but at least there won't be any offensiveness towards devotees. Because when we try to impose something on someone, then that simply that makes us feel annoyed when they are not accepting it. It makes them feel irritated when they feel we are imposing. So, in some situations it may well be that accepting our finiteness in influencing others and seeing that others don't want to be influenced, we can simply offer our good wishes to them through our prayers.